Louder Than Life 2016.
Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd at Champions Park.
With Slipknot, Avenged Sevenfold,
Korn, Slayer,
The Cult,
Cheap Trick,
and so many more.
Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for all ticket and festival information.
Hey guys, we're here at the 2016 Houston Open Air Music Festival. We are joined by Frank of Anthrax. Frank, how's it going?
Everything's good, man. We're here in Houston, and we're seeing if we're going to play today because the cops just came by and cleared everybody out because there's some pretty bad skies up there, and they cleared everyone. There's a weather warning. We're seeing what's happening. They told us to clear everyone. I'm in the back of the bus right now, in the back lounge. So, and everybody else is in the dressing room. They cleared everybody. Nobody's allowed on site right now. So.
Crazy weather for Houston, and it's nuts because it's like every fall it seems to do this in Houston. And like I remember last year, the weather was bad around this time of year, and I know that, you know, the festival producers and everybody were just kind of hoping that the weather would hold out this year.
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, a couple of bands got canceled already, and it's raining as we speak right now, and the skies don't look very friendly right now. So we'll see what happens up there. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, Frank, aside from the weather here today, how do you feel being here? I know that this is like the inaugural year for this festival, the very first year that it's been put on here, and so much went into its planning, and the bands, they were handpicked. Other than the weather, what's it feel like for you to be here today?
Well, it's a great thing. And look, anytime I get to play a festival like this, it's always fun. And Anthrax always has fun at festivals. We have fun with the crowds, and it's always great to see your friends. I saw so many friends, because you got to realize, you know, we all are touring around the world right now, so it's nice to catch up. I got to see some of my friends from Stone Sour today, some Ministry guys, a lot of Alter Bridge guys, friends of mine. It's just really nice to say hello and catch up and have your family, and, you know, because this is what we do for a living, man. It's a very tight-knit, cool thing, which I'm proud to say, because there's a lot of good people in these bands and crews. So it's a lot of family stuff going on, which is always nice to catch up with your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of leads into my next question, but what is, I guess, like your favorite thing about touring? Because I know, like, you toured the world. I mean, Anthrax is huge, and, you know, you guys have been everywhere. But what's one thing that you personally like about being on tour?
The only thing, and there's only one thing I like about being on tour. It's getting on stage and connecting with the fans. And it's not to be a kiss-up line to anybody. It's just the truth. The truth of the matter is, everything else about touring, I'd rather be home with my family. And then if I could, if there's a time shifter or a time, I could snap my finger and be going on stage for the show, it'd be great. I think everybody in bands would say that. Because regardless of what people think this life is, the traveling kicks the hell out of you. It just does. And
absolutely.
We've been doing it for a long time. Put it this way, we're on a six in a row, six shows in a row right now, and this is the fifth one of this show, of this tour. And it just, you feel it when you need a day off. And you just want to just veg out. Everybody should have a day off. So,
absolutely.
But at the end of the day, the way I look at it, we're lucky enough to play music for a living, and this is the best job in the world, and I'm very privileged to be able to do this. So, to answer your question, the time on stage is the best. That's why you keep doing it, for that connection and that adrenaline that goes up for you to meet the crowd and have this great vibe together and get this great energy going together. It really means everything.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk to you. I know that, you know, Anthrax, you know, you guys are veterans, you know, here in the music community. You've seen a lot of changes from the time that you first started as a band up until now. With the state of metal, would you say that you're pleased with the state of metal today? Do you like the changes that have kind of taken place?
Well, I just think everything has to grow. Everything has cycles, you know. There'll be different bands that come out in metal that sound different. I just think everybody, as long as you're yourself, you'll always stand out. I mean, the one thing I'm proud of Anthrax for is we've always sounded like Anthrax. We didn't try to be anybody else. You know, I just think that certain bands, you know, I really, really like. And hey, look, I'm all about passing it, pushing it forward and passing the torch, because I'm all about the next generation. I want to hear the next generation of metal, because it's been so good to me, and I'm a metalhead, and I love metal. This is my life. So I want to see it continue. So I look forward to the future with the newer band coming up and going for it and hopefully having success. It's a hard business, and I know what it takes. I know how hard it is to do. So everybody who tries it, anybody who tries this, I feel a kinship with them, and I say, go for it, man. If it's in your gut, you got to go for it. So I always want to look forward, and hopefully there's some great bands coming up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And how, like, you guys have been a band for so long, and, I mean, there have been some changes, but how do you guys gel so much? Like, how do you stay, is there ever a time where you guys just, like, aren't gelling with each other and you guys kind of just bump heads or?
Of course. We're all human. Everybody's human. You know, it's like, look, let's be really honest with it, man. I mean, we're together more than we are with our family. So, of course, you know what I mean? So, of course, you're going to bump heads once in a while. But that's, dude, everybody's human. All humans do that. So if you're smart about it, look, when you're young and full of vigor, and you can let that stuff get to you. I think we're past that stuff now. And just, you know, we know that there's a bigger goal in mind for us. And I think it's really important to keep your eye on the prize. And it's about writing a great song and connecting with fans and growing our fan base. And for Anthrax, it's been a really upward thing going on right now. There's a really nice buzz on our band right now that we're really psyched about.
Yeah.
It started with the Big Four. From the Metallica guys bringing us out on that Big Four tour, which was just incredible. And then we came out with Worship Music, and now For All Kings, and the buzz has grown hugely for us. So we couldn't be more excited. We see the fan base growing bigger, and this is what it's about, man. We write from our heart and from our gut, and all you can do is write a song that makes you move, and hopefully it'll make other people get that fire in the belly, that the same way feel that fire. You know, it's got to meet that fire in our belly, and it does. And thankfully, it's connecting with a lot of people. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell me about the writing process for All Kings. Like, what was going on with you guys as a band? Was it this album? I mean, I know you guys put your blood, sweat, and tears into it.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the process.
The process is just me, Scott, and Charlie getting together in a room and banging out music riffs and stuff like that. And I call it the Cake of Anthrax, and the melodies will come in. I have to do a lot of melodies, but we all work on the songs together. Lyrics, Scott does lyrics, and it's like the Cake of Anthrax. And we all nod to each other when we know it's right. And I mean, believe me, we have to live with the songs. We can't just write songs and just put it out. It has to be lived with, and pretty much it's dissected until it's right, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The album artwork is really crazy. Where did you guys come up with the concept of it?
Well, Charlie's our artist of the band. He's a great artist. And him and Alex Ross got together. And he usually comes up with some great ideas. So it usually works pretty well.
Very nice. Okay, cool. I had no idea that he knew how to, like, draw and everything. That's pretty
Charlie
cool.
is an incredible, incredible artist.
Yeah.
He's one of the better ones I've seen, honestly.
Absolutely. Man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
it's very cool. So do you guys usually write some of your music on the road, or do you do that like when you're kind of off and just kind of relax?
I think everybody's got their own thing. You know, it's harder to write an Anthrax. You know, number one, we all have to get together to write an Anthrax song. But you have your ideas. Everybody's got their ideas. We pull them together when we get together. So that's pretty much. If you have an idea, that you just record it, you know, and you save it, that'd be good for this. You know, it depends on what you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I know that John replaced Rob on lead guitar, and you said, like, it came together really, really well, right? Was it almost like nothing had changed?
No, it's quite honestly, it's just John, he's a friend of ours anyway, so it's a very easy transition because he's just a great dude, a great guitar player, all of the above, and he's also my drinking buddy, so it really is a lot of fun, and quite honestly, I just saw Rob last week. It was Volby. They're good friends of ours, so and we're very close to them. I was friends with Volby before Rob went to Volby, so it's all very cool. It's a very, like I said, it's a community thing. It's a really nice thing going on right now.
Very nice. Man, that's awesome. That is awesome. So this next question is probably kind of weird, but so do you ever get nervous before you take the stage? Do you have any, like, pre-performance rituals, like, that you do or any type of, yeah, I guess, like, anything, like, good luck rituals or anything before you get on stage?
I love the challenge of the stage. My only thought before I go on stage is I want to impress. I want to leave it all on the stage, and I have to prove to myself. I always say, "Watch this." I want to be tired when I get off the stage because I want to leave it all in there. I want to leave 110%. I think that's what Anthrax does. We try to just leave it all until we're exhausted when we come off the stage. I think it's really important to do that, to give it all.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And to answer your question, no. And never fear of the stage is, it's just the opposite. It's you psyched to get on the stage.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you never know. I'm sure, yeah, because you've been doing it for so long. And I know that, you know, probably, like, I guess, you know, like, when you were first starting out, you may have gotten a little nervous or whatever. But
yeah,
now you're so well into it.
It's like anybody who does their job. After a while, you just, it becomes second nature. You don't think about it. You just do. You know, and that's the way life is. You just do things, and you don't think about it. You get on stage, not only is it an honor to be on a stage, you just psyched that you'd be able to play to people that enjoy your music. It's an honor, and it's just something that we've been blessed. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to kind of shift a little bit, but I know that. You were very well acquainted with Lemmy, and I know, you know, when he passed away, I'm sure a part of you probably was changed forever. Could you speak a little bit on just, like, what your relationship with Lemmy kind of meant to you?
Number one, obviously, Lemmy is the legend of legends, and there will never be another Lemmy. A big inspiration on Anthrax, me as a bass player, because he was so... He was such a different type of sound, and just the way he took on the bass with aggression, I really love that. I've always loved the way he was so aggressive, and he made it sound like it was a Lemmy sound. It was his signature sound, and I think he was an underrated bass player, quite honestly. I think he was a great bass player. I just thought his rhythmic sound with that pick was just incredible. And yes, we toured with Motorhead quite a lot in our career. And we did one of his last tours with Motorhead. So, I remember Lemmy, my favorite experience with Lemmy is him letting me play his bass. He put his bass on me, with his rig. He says, go ahead. And it was like that Back to the Future movie, where in the beginning of the movie, where Michael J. Fox hits that chord and it blows him back.
Yeah.
It was literally that moment. And I remember him laughing. Because he knows I didn't expect it to be that loud, and he, I remember him laughing about it. He goes, "Not bad, huh?" No, it was so cool that he said that, and he says, "Not bad, not bad." So I was just so psyched that I had his bass on, and he knew I was a Die Hard fan. So he's a kind. Lemmy was a kind man. He's a smart man. He's a kind man. He was always a really nice guy to talk to. Really nice person. Rest his soul.
Yes, rest his soul. Man. Frank, I know, now this is probably a cliche question, but I know you've been a part of Anthrax for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah.
Talked a little bit about, you know, how, you know, the name, you guys are continually growing. what is, for a person that is, like, new to metal, you know, like a kid out there that's listening that, you know, is just you know, like, learning about metal and getting into it, what is one thing that they can expect from, like, your live show?
The word is energy. Energy. I mean, that's, you want to get up, you want to have a good time. My thing is, when we get on stage, I want to make people forget about their problems whatever time we're on stage. That's we're entertainers, we're songwriters. That's what our job is. Make you forget about your problems and have this great connection, energy together, so you can have a good time regardless and rage out and have a good time while we're with you on stage. That's it in a nutshell. So, you know, it's nothing else but that. Have a great time. Listen, have a good time. Headbang. You just want to sit back and relax. Stand back and relax. You want to get in the pit. Whatever it is, as long as you have a good time, that's what it's really about.
Very nice. Very nice. That's some good advice.
Yeah, man. It's just truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Frank, I'm all out of questions. I wanted to say thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking this, man. I appreciate it. Okay, bro, you take care of yourself.
All right, you too, brother.
Bye-bye.
Louder Than Life 2016, Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd at Champions Park, with Slipknot, Avenged Sevenfold, Korn, Slayer, The Cult, Cheap Trick, and so many more. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for all ticket and festival information.